There's a guy called Mike Parker Pearson. He's the prof of archaeology in charge of the big dig that's going on up in the Preseli at the moment and will be this summer. The archaeological dig is to pick out exactly where these stones came from and how they were utilized. Talking to Mike, I mean, he's a heck of a nice guy. He's a friendly sort of guy. He feels that they were of a religious nature, but not religion as we would understand it now, but of a more sort of animist kind of thing. That people obviously felt that the stones were in some ways magic, some way they were very important. And people would, they would venerate the stones, but they would venerate the effort that was needed to make them into that circle. So they think that the circles were important because they were aligned upon the solstice, the winter and summer solstice, the middle of the year. So that they were aligned, specially aligned, so that they could calculate. Well, one argument is they would calculate the alignment so that they knew which time of year to plant crops and which time of year to have their festivals. So there's a lot of information attached to that, which again, there's a lot of interpretation because nobody knows for certain because these guys didn't read and write. So there's no written record. And it's really the edge of history up there. But those stones were obviously very important. They were important enough that people would transport them probably a month's journey eastwards to go to Stonehenge. Why on earth would they do that? They must have had thousands of people moving them. And why they did it, we don't know. We think it's religion. We think it's to do with the celebration of communal effort. I have one here. That's a Preseli bluestone, right? It's a chip. It's not the big ones weigh about 3 tons. But if you look at this very carefully, I don't know if you can see it very well in here, but it's got little crystalline structures in the rock. If you polish this rock like this, right, that is the sky, that's the stars, and that's the constellations. And I'm sure that's what the old guys used to think. Yeah. So it's of interest that they would get a 3 ton, 4 ton lump of this stuff and then cart it all the way up to Stonehenge. They were highly motivated to do it. But whether it was religion, whether it was the kind of animist religion that they would have had, I don't know. Their own religion based upon the world in which they lived, so that they would relate more readily to something like the spirit of the stone or the spirit of the sky or the spirit of the land, rather than say that there's an abstract sort of God hidden away somewhere. And they're blue dolerite, I think, but it's a rock which is not uncommon. This one was found in the place where I built a house, just in the ground, and I had it polished because I had this idea. There's a couple of us who think that the reason for having these stone circles was because they thought that the rock was special in some way. But I've tried all sorts about trying to communicate with it, and I've slept out the night up there. I've listened to, sat there listening all day sometimes. So, but there's no vibes. There's no sort of magic at all. It's just a lump of rock.